It's extra excitement this year, I think, ahead of the start of Royal Ascot, because it's such a high-quality Royal Ascot. Some of the best racehorses in the world will be in action this week, and the best racehorse in the world is British and will be running in the very first race of the afternoon. I'm sure Queen Anne, who started this jamboree in 1711, would thoroughly approve that Frankel was running in her race that starts proceedings off.
Yeah, Frankel at the start, Black Caviar at the end, acting as bookends on what is a terrific week, and the excitement of... on Diamond Jubilee, possibly a royal winner tomorrow with Carlton House.
Possibly, for sure. Possibly. Has So You Think to overcome and one or two others. But the Queen will have a fair sort of smattering of runners during the week. And those of us who were here when her horse Free Agent won the Chesham Stakes, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago now, the first race on the Saturday, to see how chuffed she was on that particular occasion, winning that race, horse trained by Richard Hannon, Richard Hughes, the jockey on board. And I think she's probably longing for that summer holiday at the moment, isn't it? She's done all these Jubilee pageants and celebrations and concerts and this, that and the other, and she's got the Olympics to think about later on in the year. But here she's coming, and she'll be able to take a bit of a deep breath. She'll take the weight off her feet the carriage procession coming in, and she'll be looking forward to 5 days of fun, and she should have a fair amount of runners and hopefully a bit of success.
Because she's had 20 winners, I think, in the past here at Royal Ascot over the years, hasn't she? Although since, I think it's 1998, just that one winner you mentioned, it's been a bit lean recently for Her Majesty.
But I think that the royal bloodstock fortunes have improved markedly over the last few years. To have a runner in the Derby, and it ran in the Irish Derby as well last year in Carlton House, is quite something. If you think that only about a dozen horses out of thousands that are foaled actually end up in the Derby. So to do that and to have had runners in other decent races in recent years, the Oaks as well at Epsom, and Free Agent, as I say, running here, and others running here as well. You know, the fortunes of the royal bloodstock business are pretty good, and these things take time. Coolmore does so well, and Frankel's owner Prince Khalid Abdullah does so well. They've been working at it, and things have been going really well for years, for decades. Well, the Queen's fortunes have really taken an upturn, say, in the last decade. So she is beginning to reap the rewards, and will continue to do so, and into the future.